to start today the sugya of Zuto Shel Yam. Zuto Shel Yam is a very relevant sugya halacha lemaisa, like all these sugyas that we've been learning, and very fascinating sugya. It comes up, the Gemara seems to allude to it in a few different places, but we're at a good spot now in the Gemara to begin this discussion of Zuto Shel Yam, because we are holding, we've been going pretty much in order, we're holding Chav Beis Amud Beis at the top, so we're going through the next raya of the Gemara. Maybe we'll just introduce the topic with some. Well, let's read the Gemara first, and then we'll introduce the topic. Let's read the Gemara. So it says Gemara again. We're still in Yeish Lamidas, Havi Yeish, Lo Havi Yeish, and we're coming to the end of all the rayas. So the Gemara tells us Tashma. It's about, what is this, like 8 lines down in Chaf Beis and Beis. Tashma. Dam Rabbi Yochum Shem Rabbi Shmuel ben Yotzadik. Minayin la'aveda sheshetafa nahar shehimu teres. How do I know that if you find an aveda that was swept away by the river and it has a simen on it, that you're still allowed to keep it, even though it has a simen on it? Tichsiv, because the pasuk tells us v'chein ta'aseh l'chamoro, v'chein ta'aseh l'sivloso, v'chein ta'aseh l'chol avedas achicha shertova mimenu u'mitzasa. So from the extra word mimenu, we darshan the following. Misha avuta heimenu umetsuya itzel kol adam. The mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda is when the bailum of the Aveda, from him it's lost, but it is not a lost object in the sense that it's lost to humanity. Meaning it is accessible, it is available for other people to be able to access it. It's just not available to the person who lost it. Yatzazo she'avuta menu ve'enu metsuya itzel kol adam. As opposed to that which was swept away by the river is not only lost from the bailim, no one is able to save it from the river. Meaning, you happen to be canoeing down that river and it happens to float right by your boat. So, a circumstance happens that you're able to grab it. But a normal person in the normal course of his day would never have access to that which is flowing down the river. Even if he wanted to chase it, he wouldn't have access to it because you're never going to catch up with it, and the tide is going to go wherever. You don't have access to it. So, if nobody has access to it, it's avudah mikol adam. Then it's there's no chiyuv of Hashavas Aveda. You're allowed to keep it for yourself. So how does that relate to Yeish Lamidas? So the Gemara says, meaning that's the key as far as Zuto Shel Yam. It says the Gemara, V'isura de'ateira. Since an Aveda that's Mitzuya Etzel Kol Adam, that you're not allowed to take for yourself, and an Aveda that's Avuda Mikol Adam, you're allowed to take for yourself, is learned from the same Pasuk. So we make a hekesh between the two, between that which is Mitzuya Etzel Kol Adam and that which is Avuda Mikol Adam. Ma'ateira, just like that which you're allowed to take, the Zuto Shel Yam case, which you're allowed to keep for yourself. Bain de ispa simen, bain de laspa simen. You're going to be allowed to take it whether it has a simen or not. Shara, it's still mutter. Af isura, bain de ispa simen, bain de laspa simen, asura. That which you're not allowed to take for yourself because it's not Zuto Shel Yam, it's not avuda mikol adam, it doesn't matter whether it has a simen or not. Even if it doesn't have a simen, it's us for you to pick it up and take it for yourself. Why not? Why can't you just pick it up and take it for yourself? It doesn't have a simen. Because you have to assume the bailum is not yet miyayish. Or the assumption we're making is the bailum is not yet miyayish because he doesn't yet realize that he lost it. Once he realizes that he lost it, he will be miyayish. But right now he wasn't miyayish. So tiyufta drava tiyufta vil sakavasi da baye biyal kigam. Ooh, that's it, right? That's the final raya. The halach is like abaye biyal kigam. What are the yal kigam? Yesh lamidas is the yud, right? Eidzom mafreyu nifsal. That right? The halacha. What's eidzom mafreyu nifsal? What's that about? Everything he said previously, right? It turns out that he's a shakran, so he's pasul mafreyu from the time that he was meyid. Not everything he said previously, ever. Meaning, you got married and he was one of your eidei kedushin 5 years ago, and now he's being meyid. So that's okay. But he was meyid, and then a month later he turned into an eidzomim. So in between the shas ha'oda, the time of his eidus, and right, and lamid lech yomin meilav, right? That wasn't put. Meaning lech yomin meilav means that it wasn't put. What's a lechi? It's a pole, right? So it's matir and mavoi, right? If you have a mavoi that opens up in the Rosh Hashanah, you're allowed to get in the mavoi. It's surrounded by walls on three sides, big chaseros on three sides that have walls, and it's like an alleyway. It's like a dead end street, right? So on the end of the mavu, you need either a mavu, a lechi, or a korah. A korah is a beam over the top. First mission, Masechta Sukkah, right? Is a korah lamala mechafama is no good. Why is it no good lamala mechafama? Right. In fact, the mission Masechta Sukkah, if you recall, mavu lamala a korah lamala mechafama yimait. Remember, Sukkah lamala mechafama possible. Right? It doesn't say yimait. Remember, we had that my son just WhatsApped me from Eretz Yisrael. He's learning Sukkah now, and he said that he was listening to my Daf Yomi Shurim in Sukkah, and I said over a vart from Rav Shechter on the Ma'id versus Pasul. Tosfos talks about it, right? That Dindar Raisa versus Dindar Abaman. The Rabbanan we say Yima'id, and Dindar Raisa we say Pasul. So Rav Shechter said, Pshad is based on the Nesivis. Which Nesivis? Based on the Dalit, Chesed and Gabri. That every Yisidaraisa is Nisir Chetzah, every Yisidarabana is Nisir Gavna. So I mean, you can't say that a Chetzah is possible on a Drabana level. It's not. It's a Drabana. You have to listen to the Drabana, but there's nothing inherently about it in the Bria that's possible. So when it comes to the Sukkah, we're talking about a Chetzah, Shalom, Yisidaraisa. So you could say possible. When it comes to a Mavli, there's no possible. There's what you have to do. What do you have to do? Yimai. Right, that was the vart that he said. He said he told Rabbi Turetsky, that vart. And Rabbi Turetsky, why didn't you tell me this yesterday? I want to give it a whole shiur about Gavra and Chepta. He got all excited about it. He was So he wanted to know where it was printed. I don't think it's printed anywhere. I think Rabbi Shechter just said it in shiur years ago. But that's it, stuck. Okay, you've heard it from me like 8 times for those of you who've been here long enough. Kuf, what's the Kuf? Meaning, what's an example of that? Kiddush Shalom Srilabiyah. You mekadesh achas mishtei achios, one of two sisters, and you don't say which one. So I'm hereby mekadesh your daughter. I have two daughters, the beautiful one. Okay, all my daughters are beautiful, right? So the halach is it's considered a kiddushin, and she requires a get at least, right? The gimel. Giloy das beget. Megarish is megalo das that he doesn't want the get before the shliach gets there. So giloy das doesn't help to be mevatel get unless he's mevatel beferish. And the mem mumar ochel nevelos lahachis, right? Pasuleidos. That's also in Sanhedrin. Good. Okay. So this is the basic. Those are the basic yalkiyam. But anyway, coming back to us. Right, so how do we get to this whole discussion? The last raya was about zuto shliyah, shliyso shalahar. Something was taken away by the river, and now because it was taken away by the river, it's avuda mikol adam, and if it's avuda mikol adam, you don't even need yesh, right? Pashtus, you don't even need yesh. It's avuda mikol adam. So the question, a number of questions. First of all, what are the mechanics of zuto shliyah? Is it that it is yesh? Or that it's exerus because they don't need yesh. I mean, either way, it's mutter, right? The Gemara says mutter. But is it that, even though the guy was not miyayish, but come on, of course he was miyayish. What do you mean? What do you mean, of course he was miyayish? He's telling you that he wasn't. He's a liar. he's telling you that he wasn't, but like, come on. He's not really, he can't really reasonably think that he's ever going to get it back. And therefore, he was miyayish. Or no, he may not have been Miyayish. Maybe he thinks that he's such an expert swimmer that he's going to be able to swim down the river and catch up to it. And I don't know, maybe he has some chalom about, he's running. There are people that have no sense of self and their own limitations and abilities. You know, maybe he thinks that he's like Superman and he's going to be able to do it. Okay, maybe he wasn't Miyayish, but you don't need Yayish. So that's one thing that we have to discuss. The Rishonim discuss certain applications of this. If you're matzil svarim min adleika, let's say there's a fire and everything's going to burn that, and you run in and you save something from a fire. Is that zuto shliyah? Meaning you then get to keep it, right? Because this is a little different than an aveda. Let's say it wasn't an aveda. The guy saw the whole time. It wasn't lost, but it was just irretrievable. So there's a Mishnah, Masechta Bava Kamma, Matzil min Anarim, min Agayis, min Alistam, im nisya'ashu abaylam areilu shalom. Im nisya'ashu abaylam areilu shalom. So how does that fit with Zutah Shliyam? Do you need Yayush, or do we just say, no, Zutah Shliyam, so it's automatically yours? Or what if you had pirates? Rishonim talk about pirates, Achronim talk about Nazis. Right? You had pirates that took pirated a ship and they took everything, and then they're you have access to some of the stuff that they took. I don't know how. You have access to some of the stuff that they took. So do you have a mitzvah Shavas Aveda now to return it? Then there's a discussion. What does Avuda Mikol Adam accomplish? Like, why? Why is it because it's Avuda Mikol Adam? So there's a brisker Rav that we should probably look at that talks about a din hafka'a, which we'll get into, Bez Hashem. And then a number of the Yachronim discuss, and we'll get to this in Mitzvah as well, is that the halacha, the ikur din, that you don't have to be measured related to the shliyam, does that mean that you never have an obligation to, or is that just the ikur din? Meaning, what if there are certain takanos or kihilos? What if people make their own sets of rules? Or what if there's a din of the malchusa? Or is there a sense of the finim mishuris adin? Or is it just a nothing, that it just doesn't matter? So all of this is going to be part of what we're going to talk about. So let's start at the beginning. Okay, let's start at the beginning. So we have our Gemara Chav Beis and Beis. Rabbi Yochum Shmuel Rabbi Shmuel Ben Yot Tzadik Minay Laveda Shesh Tofa Nar Shi Mutaras Asher Tovad Mi Menu Umitzasa Misha Avud Menu Mitzuya Eitzel Kol Adam. You have to return as opposed to Avud Menu Veda Mitzuya Eitzel Kol Adam. A little bit weiter in the Gemara Chav Dalad Amar Aleph. Right, the Gemara tells us V'chemer Yerub Shimon Elozer Omer Hamatzil Min Ha'ari Umin adov, umin anamer, umin abardilis, umin zuto shal yam, umin shaliso shal nahar. I don't know why zuto shal yam got the title. You know? Like, all of these circumstances are circumstances where it's avudim mikol adam, but yet everyone knows this as the sugya of, no one calls this the sugya of min abardilis. Right? No? Any insight? No? Okay. Mishaliso shal, no one even calls it mishaliso shal, everyone calls it zuto shal yam. Hamotzi besratia uplatia gedola. Ooh, what's a sratia? What's a platia? Huh? So a sratia is a highway. A platia, they're both types of Rosh Hashanah. What's the definition of a highway in halacha? Where's this nogea? Shabbos. Right? Shabbos. You can't have an erev in a sratia, which is a highway. A highway is that which transports people. That which the road that goes from one city to the next. That was Rosh Hashanah's big chumrah about Long Island Railroad hustling the entire Eruv of the five towns, because he holds that any primary form of transportation from one city to the next is the definition of a Rosh Hashanah and therefore cannot be included in Eruv. And the Long Island Railroad goes right through the five towns, right in the middle of town, right through Cedars, through the middle of Woodmere, through the middle of Lawrence, well, the edge of Lawrence, but you know, like right through. So like, you know, I think I must have told you this, but at a meeting years ago when we had Rav Shechter come check out the Eruv, because Rabbi Ginsburg wanted that the Eruv should be checked by someone who we can all respect, who everyone, you know, right to left, or whatever, everyone can respect his knowledge, right? So it shouldn't be a political thing. So they brought Rav Shechter to look at the Eruv. He came with like 50 recommendations of what needed to be fixed. The Eruv was not in great shape. 49 of them they were able to fix. We could not remove the Long Island Railroad from the air. So, yeah?
You could at least, like, have two separate.
Ah, so that the suggestion was made. Then you wouldn't be able to go from one side to the other, and it's not right in the middle of town. Also, the expense of that and the politics of that in dealing with Long Island Railroad to have strings running across the entire railroad on both sides. Would have so, or putting up proper fencing. They have, like, a rail that's not a kosher fence, it doesn't have love it or whatever. It's just like, yeah, so it would be very, very challenging. It would be very hard to do. So Rabbi Feitman at the time, Rabbi Feitman Shlita said, Rabbi Shechter, in Vilna they had a train running through the Erev. And Rabbi Shechter said, without hesitating, they never asked me for Ashkacha the Erev in Vilna. You know, like, I don't care if they did in Vilna, this is the way Old Halach is. So many, many folks can hold that it's not a problem to have a train going through your Eruv. Or Shachter holds it is. Okay, but that's a Sratya. Sratya is a highway. So, about, yeah?
Is the train thing about, like, the number of people, or is it just because it's a thing that goes from one side to
the second. Because it goes from one city to another.
But the subway wouldn't be a problem?
Because it's on your ground.
Yeah, but also, yeah. Like, it doesn't go between one city and another.
Right, right.
But Far East Salt has two airbags on either side
of the
subway.
Oh, it does?
Yeah.
But the subway goes to Manhattan from
yeah,
Far East
Salt.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think we define city that way. So, but they exclude the subway from the air? Yeah? Okay. The what's a platia?
So, what? Yeah, like a marketplace, like a big place where people gather. It's like Machne Yehuda, right? That kind of thing, like this big public location. Is it what? Yeah, like a big plaza where people come in. What? Yeah, town square, exactly. There's a shaila, even in Poskim, they've discussed whether the kotel is a platya, which would be a problem. Because that would mean you can't carry to the kotel in Shabbos, right? Or carry your sitter at the kotel. So why would it be? It's just a giant open area where everyone gathers. You want to see someone you haven't seen in 10 years? You know, go to the kotel Friday night, and you're guaranteed to see at least a couple of people. And it doesn't matter what time of year either. I've discovered, right? So it's just giant gathering. So most of the Muslims say, "Come on, yeah, that, it's talking about a gathering area for people to buy itself. You know, not going to use it, that kind of thing. It's not just stop any place that people happen to gather. It's not necessarily going to be a platya." But anyway, so says the Gemara, Chavdal Ramad Aleph, Hamatzel and Arivin Adav and Anomer and Brothers and Zit Sham Shlish Sham Motzi Bistrati Platya Gedol Bekolmokum Sharab Mitzuy Sham. Harel Shalom Mipnei Shabbailim Misyach Shemehem. It's Harel Shalom because the Bailim have had Yeish. That's what the Gemara tells us. That's because the Bailim are Misyach. So the Aveda that is Zutel Shalom is mentioned on Chavdal Ramit Beis. It's mentioned on Chavdal Ramit Beis, right? Weiter in the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda Avashakel Vazel Basrei Demar Shmuel B'Shuka D'Beit Daisa Amalei Motza Kan Arneki Mahu Amalei Harei Elu Shalom. What's going on in Daf Chavdal Adam Beis? So they're taking a walk in the Shuk. Where is it? Yeah. Rabbi Yehuda Avashakel Vazel Basrei Demar Shmuel B'Shuka D'Beit Daisa. Rabbi Yehuda was walking following Mar Shmuel in the Shuk where they sell wheat, crushed wheat for porridge. So Amalei, Rabbi Yehuda said to Mar Shmuel, Matza kan arneki mahu. What if I were to find a wallet right here, right now? So Amalei, so Mar Shmuel said, Harei l'shalom. You find the wallet right here, right now, it's yours. So Rabbi Yehuda said, Ba Yisrael v'nasan basimin mahu. Yeah? What if I find the wallet right here, and then another Jew comes and gives a simon and says, oh, there are 4 singles and 2 fives and a credit card with this number on it and that name on it. He went to give a simon on it. So Amalei, chayv lahatsu. Then you have to return it. So Rabbi Yehuda says, Tarti? How could you tell me two things that associate each other? What you told me at the time in the Metziah, Rei L'Shalom, because the Bailim is a Messiah from it. So then why when the Bailim gives a Simon, so he's automatically he's allowed to retrieve it? Amalei? L'fnim Yishur Sadin. This adds an element. That even when you're allowed to keep it, L'fnim Yishur Sadin. Meik Radin HaRei L'Shalom. When Yisrael gives a Simon, though, L'fnim Yishur Sadin. And the Gemara brings an example where you return an Aveda, Lefnin, Mishra Sadin. Kihad Avod Shmuel Ashka Chana Chamari Bimidbar. There's a mice of Avod Shmuel. Shmuel's father found donkeys in the midbar. Vadrinu Lamarai, Lubasa Tracy Archishasa. And he returned them back to their owner after a year, even though he found them after 12 months from the time that they were lost. Not that he kept them for a year, that they were lost a year ago, and he still returned them. By a year, for sure, the Bailim were Nesiyayish. He was punted from returning it, obviously. Lifnim Yishur Sadin. Rava, have a shakal vazel basid Rav Nachman, shuk of the Galdai. Rava was following Rav Nachman in the shuk of the Galdai. What are Galdai? Shoemakers, right? Something like that. Varmila b'shukat Rabbanan. Some say, no, it was the shuk of the rabbis. What do rabbis do in the shuk? I don't know. It was the kollel store, I guess. What? Svarm sale. Ah, what do they call it? The Mosadarov cook sale, right? Something like that, right? So Amarlei, so Rav asked Rav Nachman, what?
No,
seminary girls, he said, what did he say?
There might be a different
Svarm sale
that happens in a different place also.
Oh, the YU Svarm sale. Ah, that's what you meant. Ah, okay.
Not that we can say that here.
Ah, no, okay. No, we're all friends. So, are we not? I think we are.
Yeah, we are.
Let me live in my world. So, Matzakarn Arniki Mao. He says, What if I find an Arniki? Then what? Samalei. So Nachman says, Harele Shalom, you get to keep it. So he says, but you sold the Nasim a Simon Mao. What if Yisrael gives a Simon? Amalei, Harele Shalom, you get to keep it. Valo Omeid Vitzavach. He's screaming, I was not Miyash. Why aren't I chayv to return it? Nasikitzavach Lebeso Shanafal Vasfinaso Shetva Biyam. People scream when they see their house fall in. It doesn't stop their house from falling in either. Meaning, he's upset, so he's screaming. When people are angry, they scream. But it doesn't mean that he's entitled to, you know, it's not Hefker. I mean, it's not his, it's Hefker. So he's not entitled to it anyway. And then the Gemara tries to bring a raya to the sheet of Rav Shimon Elazar. Who died the shakel besara b'shuka v'shadya b'tzniyasa debay bar merion. There was a certain type of bird that took basar in the shuk and threw it in between the wood of the dekel tree of a person by the name of Bar Merion. He had different dekalim, different dekel trees, and the bird dropped the food there. Asal kameh da'abayi, this fellow Bar Merion came to Abayi and said, what's the din? Can I keep this meat? I would be like, gross. I'm not giving meat that a bird dropped in my... But okay, but I guess they didn't have, you know, 15 fleishig restaurants within a mile of their house. So he wanted to know, can I keep this meat? So right, you can understand, right?
I'm gonna say, like, you know,
yeah, yeah. So Amalei, he said you could take it for yourself, sure. So Gemara says, Va ruba di Yisrael ninu. Most of the people here are Jews. So Sham Mina, Lach Rav Shimon ben Elazar. You find it in a place that Rav Matsuyin Sham. So Afilu Brov Yisrael, even if the majority of people are Jewish people, you're allowed to keep it. Says Gemara, not a good raya. Why? Shaili Dayo de Kezoto Shal Yamdami. Right? That this Dayo bird is different when it took the basar, because the Bailam is Misyayish, because he knows he's never going to be able to get that meat back. Because it's like a person is misyayish when the yam takes away his stuff, but in a normal aveda, when it's Rov Yisrael, it could be that Rav Shimon Elazar would be moda, they would still be chayiv lahachris. So then the Gemara says a side issue, basar shen asalim min ha'ayin, it should be also anyway. But omid v'ra'eyu, what's the chash of basar shen asalim min ha'ayin? What's the concern? That it's not the same meat. Right, people sometimes get confused. They think the concern of basar shen asalim min ha'ayin is that someone's gonna stick some non-kosher ingredients into the food. That the pizza delivery man, when he's delivering the pizza, on the way he's gonna open it up and sprinkle some treif cheese on the pizza. Why in the world would he do that? Right. The concern is that he's gonna get hungry and he's gonna start eating your pizza. And he's gonna be like, oh my god, I'm gonna lose my job if I don't give him pizza. So he'll go and he'll buy a $5 pizza from whatever, and he'll give that. The box just says pizza, right? A lot of the pizza stores don't have a box that have the right. So you know, something like that. That's why because of that concern. What do? When we do deliveries,
the tape.
Someone sent me a link this morning on eBay. They were selling kashrus tape with the KAJ Ashkacha on it on eBay.
What?
That's a problem. If you could buy it on eBay, what? That's the Yaki Ashkacha. It's a very respectable Ashkacha. So I don't know. Someone should probably tell them about that. Yeah, but that's, if you can buy it on eBay, that's a problem.
Anyone listening
on YouTube should call KJ. Okay. Anyway, so the concern of a basar shen asalim min ha'ayin. Okay, that's a side point. The Gemara then brings another raya. Okay, we don't have to go through the whole Gemara there. Maybe when we get there in Chavdal and Beis, we'll go through the whole Gemara. But the Gemara clearly tells, what does this Gemara add that we didn't have before? That when a bird takes basar, and then you find the basar, that's considered Zoto Shel Yam as well. You have another Gemara on Chavav and Beis. Right, what happens to Chavav Beis? I put all these Gemaras in the Mar Mekomos, I think, somewhere. Yeah, so the Gemara tells us in Chavav and Beis. Oh, it's a Mishnah. Where is it? No. Okay. second. Yeah, so Amar Rava, Haiman. Where is it? Where is it? Where is the Amar Rava? Yeah, it's about six or seven lines before the Mishnah. Amar Rava, Haiman. Yeah, so it says the Gemara. Haiman dechazi denafel zuzim echavrei bei chalasa. Someone saw that his friend dropped some coins, bechalasa, between something. Va'ashkhe v'shakle, and he himself found it and he took it. Lo mechayv la'adurile, he doesn't have to return it. My time, how denafel miyayishu. Avagav dechazi daiti arbelov kamarabel. Even though the person who found it saw that the Bailim was trying to, bechalasa, it was dropped in the sand, right? It was on the beach. So the person who found it saw that the Bailim was sitting there with a sifter trying to sift through the whole beach to find his coins. You ever see those guys at the beach, right? At the, what? Yeah, the metal detectors going, right? So they're waiting for their fortune. So you see, he's looking for his Aveda. You still don't have to return it, because that's not a raya that he wasn't miyayish. Meimar amar, ki hechi denofel minay didi, hach denofel minay shachrini, umashkach namidi. He's not really looking for his own stuff, he's just looking for stuff. Because but he never looked for stuff before on the beach, because he never lost anything before on the beach. Now that he lost it, he figured, wow, people must lose stuff all the time. My stuff was cheap. Someone else probably lost like a diamond bracelet or something. If I could find that, that would be really great. So that's why he's sifting through. But he was really miyayish. So a person drops something in the sand, you don't have to return it because he was miyayish. So those are the basic sugyas that we have, the basic gemaras that we have about zuto shel yam. So let's see some of the rishonim. What is this heter of zuto shel yam? Is the heter that it is yayush, or is it that it's a gzeiros hakosuv that you don't even need yayush? So if you look at the Rush, in os vav, so the Rush writes v'cheino ya Rush ba'omer. According to Gemara, you get to keep it because the Bible is misyaish. Hai misyaashin asratya uplatya v'rabi mitsuyin sham kai, says the Rush. We gave six different cases. And then we said, oh, why are you allowed to keep it? Because the Bible was misyaish. Is that on all of those cases? That's why you're allowed to keep it, Shulisa Shanar and Zuto Shalyam and all the others and from the wild beasts? Or is that only going on some of those cases? Says the Rush, it's only going on the cases of finding in Rosh Hasarabi. Aval Inach, but all the other cases, Afilu Amud Vitzavach Nas Vitzavach Obeisu Shanar. But all the other cases, the case where it's in a public place, where Zuta Shalyam, Shalisa Shalnar, was taken by a wild beast, the guy has no chance of getting it back, then even if he's not Miyayish, how do you know that he's not Miyayish? He's telling you the whole time, he's screaming, I'm not Miyayish. Even then, you're allowed to take it, even without a Yayish. So what do you see from the Rush? That the Rush apparently holds that Zuta Shalyam doesn't need Yayish. It's not a heter that works with the Yayush. It's a heter that the Torah happens to be matir, and that there is no requirement of Yayush in that case. You know, the way we expressed it when we were talking about the difference between Yayush and Hefker, remember the way Shachter formulated was that Yayush is mashlim shem aveda, right? Zuto Shalyam doesn't need hashlam as shem aveda. It's the very definition of aveda, meaning avuda mikol adam is like Aveda to the nth degree. It is the most Aveda an Aveda could ever be. When do you need Yayush? When something is kind of lost. So if you really want to be mashed in the Shem Aveda, Yayush is mashed in the Shem Aveda. But when something is an Aveda already, then Yayush is unnecessary. So that's how the Rush seems to say that. It's not that there is Yayush, it's that Yayush becomes entirely unnecessary. Comes along the Ritva, yeah? I mean, the Gemara used that. The Gemara used that. Right? The Gemara said, why is the guy screaming? Right? Which Gemara was that? What daf was that one? No, that was one of the Gemaras that we just saw. Abdallah Ram Beis. So what do we see? Yeah. Yeah, Abdallah Ram Beis, first white line. Valo amar v'tzavach nasa ke tzavach al beis shenafal v'asu yinasa shetav v'biyam. Right, the case was, what was the case? Shuka de gadoi, or shuka de rabbanon. I find the wallet, what's the halacha, areil shalom. V'yishol v'nasa v'sirma, still areil shalom. It's interesting, in that case, it's interesting, the Rush is making an application, right? In that case, the case where the Gemara used in the Chavdal and Beis was a case of a public location, where you actually do need Yerush. And we're saying, I don't believe the guy when he's on the Tzavach, because I think he's just screaming now because he sees that you found his stuff, but he 5 minutes ago he was ready to be Yerush. Where the Rush is applying is even less of a case. Meaning it's not in a public place, you didn't even need Yeush. The guy is just screaming because he's screaming like a lunatic because he's upset about it, but that doesn't, it's neither, meaning, that mashal is just a way of saying that his screaming is not megala, what he was thinking, or it doesn't impact the halacha, doesn't impact his ownership of it. His screaming is an expression of his frustration, as screaming can sometimes be. Good. Now, at first, the Rashi said, "Mipnei shabaylu misyah shemehem," and the Pavul Charifta writes, "V'yeyush koni ba'aveda," and Yeyush is kona by an aveda. So that's by the Srati and Platya. Comes along the Ritva, says the Ritva, "Mipnei shabaylu misyah shemehem." First, it says, "Pirush be Tosfos." Tosfos tells us, "Where's this Tosfos?" Nobody knows, but the Ritva has a Tosfos. Now, Tosfos tells us. Places that are public places, that's one category. That's Tosfos, says, meaning which is exactly the Rosh. Good. Then Tosfos, then the Ritva says, then he says, "Ve'in sorech, v'shlilis oshenacha lahachi shar yirachmana, mishum di iko yeyush bayim." Ooh, a different interpretation. That shlilis oshenacha, how does it work? It is yeyush. You assume there's yeyush. Aye, but the guy's screaming. Avogav the savik lo miyeyush, ein bekachlum to shkri mishake. Two possibilities. Either he's a liar. He's screaming, "I wanted it the whole time." No, you didn't. You just see that now I have, and now you're screaming. Oh, batel daito etzel kalada. Or he's not a liar, but he's a nut. And he's an outlier. He's not a liar, he's an outlier. He's just like, it's not something, it's not normal to still have had hope to be able to retrieve it. So that's how the Ritva writes. Two possibilities. If you look in Rashi and Baba Kama, on Samach Vavam Beis, so the Gemara, Samach Vavam and Aleph rather, the Gemara over there says that a Motze Aveda, what does it say? Motze Aveda, Lav, Kibin Dim Yayish Mara Mina, Mikame Detes Liyade Kanile. If you find an Aveda and there was Yayish before you ever got it, you can be Kone it. So says Rashi, "Motzei aveda lav kibin demiyash emara mekami de teisa yodi kanila im nisyash ubalim kotim shematzah zeh kana detani beilu metzias." Based on the Gemara, our Gemara, minayin laveda sheshtof anar hol v'nisyash ubalim shehi muteres tamalomar asher tovan menu shavud menu metzias akol adam yatzu al makani v'achu b'gzeilu das liyod mekami yeyush v'adu yeyush sagilei b'dami. Rashi says very clearly that the makar of the din of Zutoshel Yam is Yeyush, because Yeyush Kone. So you see that it works midin Yeyush, and not outside of the din of Yeyush. Okay, what's Shitas HaRambam? Does Rambam hold that this is part of Yeyush, or that this is apart from Yeyush? So if you look at the Rambam, let's read it. The Rambam Gzeilu V'Aveid Perikin Alef Halach Yod. Hamotzi aveda bezuto shel yam b'shlulis or shel nar. A person finds an aveda in zuto shel yam b'shlulis or shel nar. She'eno posek, afal pi sheyesh basimin, harezu shel motza. You get to keep it. Why? Shenemar asher tova mimenu umitzasa. Misha avud mimenu umitzuya etzel kol adam. Yatzu shavud mimenu umikol adam. So far all the Rambam said is exactly what the Gemara says. It's a pasuk mimenu. Mimenu tells you that it's avud mikol adam. Then you're allowed to keep it. And then the Rambam adds, shezeh vaday nisya'esh mimena. No, what does Rambam hold? Come on, wake up. It's Yehu. Shezeh vaday nisya'esh mimena. Can't be more clear, right? Zuta shalyam works because the bailim was definitely miya'esh from it. Comes the Rambam, gzeilu v'aveda perek vav, halacha aleph, and beis. Well, first, koros, havanim, etim, kiyotzi bem, shashtof, amanar, im nisya'esh rabayla mehen, arel mutarin, vehein, shel matzilan. Vim eino yadua im nisya'ashu alo nisya'ashu, chayiv lahachzir, you have coral seitzim v'avanim that are going down the river and the guy is chasing after them, so you know he wasn't miyai, you should give him back. L'fichach ha-matzil min ha-nohar u-mizut o-shal-yam u-mishulis o-shal-nar u-min ha-gayos, u-min ha-dleiko, u-min ha-ari, u-min ha-dov, u-min ha-namar, u-min ha-bardalos im yada b'vadei shenisyashu ha-baylim ha-rei elu shalom. That if you know that the Bailim definitely had Yeush, you can keep it. Otherwise, you have to return it. Any troubling about that? Why is it troubling? Oh, the whole idea of Zuta Shalyam is assumed Yeush. Yeah, the Rambam is taking aside that it works mitin Yeush. Good! But what does it mean it works mitin Yeush? That there's assumed Yeush in the picture. I, the Ritva said, the guy screaming, I promise I'm not Miyeish. You're a freak if you're not Miyeish. You're bubbled like this, Adas Kaladam. Not nice, you wouldn't call him a freak. You're an outlier. Or you're a liar. Right? Comes the Rambam in the first place and he says, yeah, it's Yeush. You assume Yeush is with the chef. And then in Perek Vav, or earlier in Perek Vav, he says, nah, if you know that there's Yeush, Harei L'Shalom, Im Lo Yad HaYachzir. Says the Ravid, he doesn't need to say anything. He doesn't need to say too many words. Four words. Elu Divrei Tema Heim. What's going on, says the Ravid. Some Magen Mishnah on the spot. Says that the Rambam clearly understands Dizuto Shayam, Shluiso Shanahar, Davka Bishenis Yashu, Ukepashta de Bryson Jem Shimon Lazar, Umi Ikradin, Dim Ein Yichol Natil, Afal Pishalonis Yashu, Harein Shalmotsan, Vichibiina Nisyashu, Davka Bicholim Nahatil Al Yideat Chak. Says there's a difference between people who are a situation where it's Zuta Shalyam where someone might be able to save, it would just be really hard. Versus Zuta Shalyam where he has no chance. If he has no chance, it's automatic. If there's a chance that he might be able to save, then it's not automatic. An ukimta. Right? Yeah, I mean, he's saying this is the pashas of the Gemara, right? But the Rambam doesn't... The Rambam leaves that part out of his formulation. So, if you look at the Magen Mishnah, right, he quotes this Gemara Chav Beis Amar Aleph, and he says that the Rambam is simply not mechalek between the different types of, I guess what you also see from this Rambam, by the way, is he's not mechalek to Zut Sheyam Shlush Shonar versus all of the others, right? Srati and Plati, right? Does he mention all of them? Yeah, Gaius and Deleika. No, he doesn't mention Srati Aparatya. Right, he Dafka mentions these wild cases. In the first one? You know what? The Rambam does allude to this ukimta, because in Perek Yud Aleph, the Rambam writes, "Hamotzi aveda bezuto shel yam shlishnor she'eno posek." Right? It seems like he's talking about a case where because it's eno posek, there's no hope of retrieving it. Yeah. Okay, so that's Shitas HaRambam. Now, let's see, should we move on to the next? All right, maybe we'll on Sunday, Bez Hashem, we'll go into some of the practical ramifications of this, how Zutel Shiyam relates to, you know, what's found by the Nazis or whatever else, and things of that nature. Okay? Have a wonderful day and a wonderful Shabbos, everybody.